The Gemara Ksubas, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, is trying to figure out how we know that the father is Zeich in the Ma'aseh Dayim of his daughter. So the Gemara says that it's learned off from a Svara. The Gemara says that it has to be that he gets the Ma'aseh Dayim of his daughter, because if not, this is the Torah says that a father has a right to marry off his daughter. He can be Ma'aseh to L'chuppa. How could he be Ma'aseh L'chuppa? Can Mavatal Ma'aseh Adayim by marrying her off and bringing her to L'chuppa is being Mavatal her from Ma'aseh Adayim at that time. She's not doing Malacha. And how does he have a right to take away from her Ma'aseh Adayim? So from the fact that he could be Ma'aseh L'chup and Mevatar from Ma'aseh Adayim, that is a raya that he must own her Ma'aseh Adayim. That's a raya that Ma'aseh Adayim is La'aviyah. And the Gemara is a Madcha, the Gemara says it's not a raya. Maybe La'ilam does not own her Ma'aseh Adayim. How could he be Ma'aseh L'chup? How could he marry off? You could say the Masala B'Shabbos is Yom Tovin. Maybe the only time he can marry off is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov. Anyway, she can't produce Ma'aseh Adayim. She can't do Malacha because of the Isser Shabbos and Yom Tov. And La'ilam, there's no raya that she's able to. He's able to get her Ma'aseh Adayim. So Tosfos asks a kasha, Dibamasko de Masar, he says it's very shver, because if you tell me that the only time when he's able to marry off his daughter, Shabbos and Yantiv, that's not going to work, because Shabbos and Yantiv, or Yantiv at least, there's an Isser to get married, because it says, V'samachta b'chagachav lo b'ishtacha, there's an Isser of Ein Marv b'simcha b'simcha. So you can't get married on Yantiv. So you can't get married on Yantiv. How could the Gemara say that the case in which the father has a right to marry off his daughter is on Yantiv? L'chari, there's a problem. Avein Marv b'Simcha b'Simcha on Yom Tov. So Taisus answers that you could say that we're talking about the Hacha Irisha Achas Lifnei Yom Tov. Maybe it's a couple minutes before Yom Tov, Shuki Yom Tov, and in Malacha that the Sefer is derived. So we're talking about the Zman of Taisus Yom Tov. That so before Yom Tov is Chal, it has a din of Yom Tov Gabi Malacha because the Sefer is Yom Tov is derived. But Taylor by Sasham in a Malacha and she can't do Malacha, but it's not Mamash Yom Tov and therefore the din of Simcha would not yet apply. So what Taisus is saying, that he can marry you off when it's not Mamash Yom Tov, it's Taisis Yom Tov. The Zman of Taisis Yom Tov, there's already an Issa Malacha. That's a din d'oraisa, so you can't do Malacha during the Zman of Taisafis Yom Tov. But at the same time, it's not Mamash Yom Tov, it's not Yom Tov Mamash, it's Taisis Yom Tov, and therefore the mitzvah of Simcha wouldn't apply, and there's not going to be an Issa of Ein Marv and Simcha b'Simcha. So it's Mavur from Taisis Gvaliki aside, that the din of Taisis Yom Tov doesn't Mamash turn it into Yom Tov. It's not a Cheps of Yom Tov, it's not like the Yom Tov already began, it's Takanat Yom Tov. Yom Tov will begin by Shkia. But you have a right to be Maisef in Issa Malacha. There's an Issa Malacha which is Chal without the Chepsa of the Yom Tov, and therefore you're not being Mevalta from Maisef Daim because there's an Issa Malacha, but there's no Issa of getting married because Ein Marvim Simcha B'Simcha. Now, Rabbi Chanan asks a Kasha, a famous Kasha, that this Taisus seems to be being Saiser, Taisus in Psachim and Daf Tzadi Tassim Beis in the beginning of Arvi Psachim. Rabbi Chanan is over there in Psachim and the Kabbachurim Ais Reshid Beis. So Taisus in Psachim says that when it comes to Lel Pesach, a person is not able to eat matzah. That the Zman of Tosefes Yom Tov, he has to wait until Chashecha, until it's mamish dark, because it says, V'achlus Abasa b'layla hazeh. It says by the Basar, and we're makashet tamasa, there's a din layla, it says layla hazeh, has to be v'layla dafka, and therefore it can't be at the Zman of Tosefes Yom Tov. So it's before from Taisus that Be'etzim, if not for a Pasuk, you could eat matzah even at the Zman of Tosefes Yom Tov, it's considered Pesach, it's already the Yom Tov, but because of a special Kzenesha Kasav, you have to wait till Chashecha, you have to wait till it's dark. So in fact, of Chanan, you see from Taisus that if not for the Pasuk, you would be able to eat matzah during the Zman of Tosefes Yom Tov. It's a mover from that Tosefes Yom Tov is Mamash HaChefs of Yom Tov, the Yom Tov began. If you say like Taisus over here that it's only the Gavias and Malacha, but that's when Yom Tov didn't begin, then how can you have matzah during the Zman of Tosefes Yom Tov? So it's mover from Taisus and Avri Psachim that when you're Maisav Ali Yom Tov, it's Mamash HaChefs of Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov Mamash. So in Cain, how could Taisus say over here by us that you're allowed to get married during the Zman of Tosefes Yom Tov? There's a problem of Ein Marvin, Simcha B'Simcha seems to be a stira in Taisus. And there's a beautiful teretz of Mavrel Soloveitchik that is brought down by the Birch Savram in Psachim over there, Daf Tzadi Tes, and these masbir like this. He says, Be'emes, there's a kasha that the Achronim ask, that it's very difficult to understand. Why does the Taisus have to say that your Masala on Tosef is Yom Tov? The Chari could be Meiser on Yom Tov itself. Yom Tov itself he can marry off, and there's no problem in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, because it's Yadua. The Gemara says in Psachim and Daf Ayin Aleph, that there is no mitzvah of simcha in Lal Yom Tov Rishon. The mitzvah of simcha only starts during the day, but the night of Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah of simcha. So if there's no mitzvah of simcha, you can marry off on Yom Tov Mamish, Yom Tov proper. Marry off during Yom Tov, there's an Issa Malacha, there's no mitzvah of simcha, and that would be a Pasha de Teres. Why does Taisa say that you marry off during Erev Yom Tov Dafka? Why do you have to come on to the Sefes Yom Tov? You could marry off Mamish Bizman Yom Tov. So Zakta Verl, he says that the pshat is that the, it's Mavur Nishanim and Ksubis, that the mitzvah of Simcha v'chasen is for a full day. Now the mitzvah of Simcha for Yom Rishon of v'chasen, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, it's not just by the chasen, but the whole day there's a mitzvah of Simcha, and therefore he says that even though it's true that when you marry off on Yom Tov Mamash, at that point there's no mitzvah of Simcha of Yom Tov, there's no Marvin Simcha of Simcha, but you're creating a mitzvah of Simcha's chasen that's chal for the whole day, till tomorrow night, even during the day of the first day of Yom Tov, during the first day of Yom Tov, Avada, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, the Simcha's Yom Tov, and because of that, there's going to be a problem in Marma Simcha B'Simcha, and that's why you would not be able to say that you did a Belila, even though the Belila itself has no Isser Simcha, Mitzvah Simcha, but it's going to affect the Simcha of tomorrow. Memela, Taisa says you're doing it the Zman of Tosefes Yom Tov, and then there's not a problem. Why? Because when you do it on Tosefes Yom Tov, Tosefes Yom Tov, Avada is Yom Tov Mamish. But at the end of the day, it's the calendar date doesn't switch yet by Tosefes Yom Tov. It's still considered Tuesday. It's not Wednesday. It's still Friday. It's not Shabbos. So Memela, when you get married on Tosefes Yom Tov, the Mitzvah of Simcha is chal then for one day. When is that day finished? That day will be finished by Tseis, by Tseis HaKlachavim. So once Tseis comes, or once Shkia comes, and every Yom Tov begins, the Mitzvah of Simcha will be over. There's no longer a Mitzvah of Simcha of Chasen. And therefore, by tomorrow, it's already a new day. There's not going to be a Simcha of Chasen. There's no problem in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. And that's why Taisus has to say that we're talking about where you did a Bezman to Sefes Yom Tov and not in Yom Tov Mamish. So it's Mavur Lufi that. If you learn that Pshat and Taisus, that the Pshat is La'ilam, you could say in Taisus and Avri Psachim, then and Taisus over here, that the Mitzvah of Yom Tov, the Cheftz of Yom Tov begins by to Sefes Yom Tov. It's Mamish Yom Tov 100%. How are you able to, and that's why there's in this malacha, there's no bit of malacha, how are you able to marry off during the Zman to Sefes Yom Tov, if there is a, if it's a Yom Tov Mamish, there should be a mitzvah of Simcha, that's not a kasha, because anyways, the whole mitzvah of Simcha is not chal, Simcha's Yom Tov is not chal, blah, blah, even when it's Yom Tov Mamish, it's not chal until tomorrow. The only problem was that you're creating a Simcha tomorrow if you do it Belayla, because the mitzvah of Simcha's Chasen would last for a whole day. But now that you're doing it Bezant to Sefes Yom Tov, and the mitzvah of Simcha's Chasen will be finished by the time Yom Tov begins, there's no problem in Marmin Simcha B'Simcha. And that could be the Hezbollah and Taisus, and he brings down over there that Rebel told the stairs to his father, the Biskrav, and the Biskrav was Maskim. And Lefi this, there's no steer, and both Taisusim could hold that the Sefes Yom Tov does create a Cheftz of Simchas Yom Tov, of Yom Tov Mamish, Legabe, all the Dinim, and it's only Legabe, except for Matzah, because it's Exas HaKosev, but at the end of the day, it's not going to affect Simcha, because Simcha, anyways, is not Chal until the first day, not at the Laila of La Rishon Shel Yom Tov.